So let's review. Tani Rebavo Kamed Reb Yochanan Kol Mekalkin Peturin Chutz Michayv LaMaver. Rebavo taught a brisa that even though generally one would be potter from malachas done in a destructive way, however Chayv LaMaver, wounding and burning, since they are inherently destructive acts, one is chayv for doing them in a destructive way. Reb Yochanan disagrees and holds that one is only chayv for Chayv LaMaver if they are done for constructive purposes. For example, Chayv Mitzarech LeKalboy, when one makes a wound to draw blood that he needs to feed his dog. Or, maver b'tzarach lafare, one makes a fire because he needs the ashes. However, when it's entirely destructive, one is potter. The Gemara asks, Reb Avoh indeed quoted a braisa, but Reb Yochanan seems to be supported from our Mishnah, which states unequivocally, kol mekalkin peturin, one is exempt for any destructive act, seemingly without exception, even chayv l'maver. The Gemara explains that the machlokes between the braisa and the Mishnah reflects the general machlokes Reb Yehuda Reb Shimon regarding malacha chen tzurich legufa. Masnin Reb Yehuda, braisa Reb Shimon. The Mishnah which says that one is chayav for chayav l'maver only if there is some constructive benefit from it, but when entirely destructive he's potter, holds like Reb Yehuda. The braisa which holds that one is chayav for chayav l'maver even when entirely destructive, holds like Reb Shimon. The Gemara explains, my time with Reb Shimon. What is Reb Shimon's source that one is chayav for chayav l'maver when done destructively, even though mekalkel is potter for every other malacha? The Gemara answers, mid'itzuch kra l'mishli mila. Since the Torah had to write a special pasuk by Yoyim Afilah B'Shabbos to let us know that Bris Milah may be performed on Shabbos, we understand that it is normally usher to make a wound on Shabbos. Similarly, Mido Asra Achmon Havara B'Bas Koyin, from the fact that the Torah does not allow burning a Bas Koyin who commit adultery, we understand that generally Maver is Chayiv. Now, according to Reb Shimon, we cannot say that he's Chayiv because of the secondary constructive benefit of Mitzvah's Milah being fulfilled, or the Bas Koyin achieving atonement, because Reb Shimon holds Malacha Shein Tzrich Leguf is Pater. We do not consider the secondary purpose. One is Chayiv only for the primary purpose of the Malacha. Therefore, Chayiv L'Maver, which is primarily destructive, would not be affected by the secondary constructive purpose and would remain a Mekalkel for which one is generally Pater. And since we learn from the Pasuk that Chayiv L'Maver is Chayiv, one is Chayiv for Chayiv L'Maver even when it's entirely destructive. This is the opinion of the Braisa. According to Yehuda, who holds Malacha Shein Tzrich Leguf is Chayiv, one is chayiv even if he did the malacha for its secondary purpose, we can say that both the case of a bris mila and the burning of the lead wick for the bas koyin regarding her strafer are considered to be constructive acts because of their secondary benefit. And that is why the Torah is mechayiv. Then we have no proof that the Torah would be mechayiv when it's entirely destructive. Therefore, the Mishnah holds that when it's a complete mekalkel, he's potter. The Gemara next refers to the previous Mishnah which stated as follows, Hamalabin. One who whitens the wool by washing it in water, v'hamenapitz. One who disentangles the wool by hand or by comb, v'hatzeveya. One who dyes the wool, v'hatoiva. One who spins the wool into threads. The minimum shear to be chayv is, k'mloi roichiv hasit kafum. The width of a double sit. V'ho'irik shnei chutin, shear k'mloi hasit. One who weaves two threads, the width of one sit. The Gemara relates. Rav Yosef would indicate a single sit by extending his index finger and middle finger and teach that this length must be double. Rav Chiya Bar Ami would teach it as one measure by showing the distance between his thumb and index finger. The next Mishnah proceeds with the malacha of tzad, trapping. Zog the Mishnah. Behuda Omer had tzad tzipur lemigdal v'tzvi lebayis chayiv. Behuda holds that if one traps a bird into a closet or a deer into a house, he is chayiv. The Chacham hold that even if the deer is trapped into a larger area like a garden or courtyard, one would be chayiv. Shem Gamliel formulates a rule to govern halachas of trapping. Mechaser tzeidah pater, she'ena mechaser tzeidah chayiv. If even after locking the animal into an area, you would still need to work to catch it, the animal is not considered trapped. If it is locked in a way that it is now easy to catch, it is considered trapped. The Gemara asks a double contradiction between a Mishnah in Masechtas Be'ah and a Braisa. The Mishnah holds it is permissible to trap wild animals and birds from enclosures on Yom Tov, and the Braisa holds, ain't sad mehem. The Gemara deals with the contradiction about birds and the contradiction about wild animals separately. The contradiction about trapping chayis can be resolved in two ways. First, the Gemara suggests, Harib Yehuda, Harabanan. The Braisa holds like Rabbi Yehuda that you are potter for trapping into a large enclosure, because it's not considered trap. If so, you're not allowed to trap it within the enclosure. The Mishnah holds like the Rabbanan in our Mishnah, that one is chayiv even by trapping into a larger area. Once it's considered trapped, you may grab it inside the enclosure. Second, the Gemara answers, Habibibir gadol, Habibibir katan. The Braisa spoke about a chayiv in a large enclosure where it's not considered trapped, and therefore, also to be trapped inside the enclosure. The Mishnah spoke about a small enclosure where it's considered already trapped and therefore mutter to be trapped inside. The contradiction about trapping birds can be answered, Habibur Makura, Habibur She'ena Makura. The Mishnah there that allows you to take a bird from enclosure is talking about a case where it's in a roofed enclosure, whereas the Braisa, which doesn't allow taking the bird, is talking about where it is an unroofed enclosure. Even though our Mishnah here does not consider a bird in a roofed house to be trapped, because our Mishnah said that a bird is considered trapped only in a closet, but not in a house, the Mishnah is speaking about a tzipor dror, a wild bird that is more difficult to catch. There are three possible ways to define the criteria of biber gadol and biber katan. Kol hecha deroet basre, umati lo b'chad shechia, biber katan. If you can reach the animal in one lunge, it is considered a small enclosure. Kol hecha denafal tula diksal ma'adadi, biber katan. When the shadows of the walls reach each other, it is considered a small enclosure. Kol hecha deleko ukti ukti, biber katan. If there are not too many small corners for an animal to hide, it is considered a small enclosure. The Gemara continues. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, halacha, k'bshim gamliel. We pass in like k'bshim gamliel that if the enclosure is large, the animal is not considered to be trapped. The Rabban actually agreed with k'bshim gamliel, which is important to know because gamar, zemarta tehe. It is important to clarify what each Tana held, even if it does not affect the halacha, because the gamar should not be treated like a meaningless song. The Gemara proceeds to teach several halachas of trapping. Tana Rabban, hatzad svi, suma, v'yashan, chayiv. Chiger v'zaken v'chayla pater. One who traps a deer that is blind, sleeping, or sick with a fever is chayev, since it tries to escape when it senses the person. If one traps a deer that is lame, old, or sick with exhaustion, he's pater. Since it cannot run away, it's considered already trapped. Tanya Rabban. Hatzot chagoven gazen tzaren v'yitushin b'shabas chayev divrei Meir. Remei holds that one is chayev for trapping flying insects. V'chacham ma'imrim kol shebeminoi nitzit chayev. The Chum hold that one is only chayav for trapping animals that are usually trapped, such as chagavim, begazin, various grasshoppers, which are fit for consumption. However, one is potter for trapping animals which are usually not trapped, because there is no use for them, such as tsaren v'yitushin, hornets, and mosquitoes. A final brisa teaches, hatzot chagavim b'shas hatal potter, b'shas hasharev chayav. If one traps a grasshopper at a time that it is blinded by dew, he's potter. But if he traps a grasshopper during a heat wave, even though they are less active, he's chayiv. Elazar ben Mahavoy adds that even during a heat wave, if large numbers of them gather in a swarm, he's pater, because they are readily taken. Zok the Mishnah. Tzvi shenichnis labayis v'nol echad b'fanav chayiv. If a deer goes into a house and the person closes the door, he's chayiv. Nolu shnayim p'turin. If two people, each of who could have closed off the entrance on their own, close the entrance together, they are both pater. If one person cannot do it on his own, and two people do it together, the Tanakama holds they are chayiv, but Rav Shimon holds they are potter. The Gemara teaches that a lion is not considered trapped until put into a proper cage. Rashi explains that other restraints are inadequate. Zok the Mishnah. Yeshiv ha'echad ala pesach v'loy milohu. If one person sits by the doorway of a house that has a deer in it, but doesn't completely block the doorway, and then a second person sits and blocks the doorway, the second person is chayiv. It is the second person who trapped the animal. If the first person completely fills the doorway, even if he gets up and leaves, the second person there blocking the doorway, only the first person is chayiv because it is he who trapped the animal. The second person did nothing to trap the animal.